child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. And for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story.
You can lean on me.
There's a man, oh yeah, standing on the corner. He has no home. He has no food. And his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
But instead of walking away,
okay, I know that's right. You don't have to fear. I'm here. You can lean on me. Come on, Kirk Franklin, this morning. I know that was a lot different compared to our normal intros, but it just fit perfectly for today's topic, you guys, so I just kind of had to put it on there. I don't know if you heard Kirk Franklin when he said, this is for that little boy living with AIDS, you can lean on me, and the song is basically about Jesus Christ and all of that, but today's topic on All Things with Daddy, All Things Sex with Daddy Cream is going to be HIV. And the HIV stigma and AIDS, and I'm finna educate you guys because this is something that is frowned upon when it's talked about. People don't want to be vulnerable and don't want to discuss this, and this is a topic that I'm very comfortable and well-suited for because for those of you who don't know, I am actually HIV positive. I'm undetectable, and we'll get all into that, but this is a dear, you know, sensitive subject for me because it's very relatable and I want to be able to educate people because people seem to think, oh, you can't live your best life or you're dirty or whatever the case may be. Fuck you if that's your mindset, okay? I'm gonna shut that shit down right now. So today's topic is HIV and the HIV stigma, and I'm gonna educate you guys. People are so fucking ashamed to talk about HIV. For what? Why are people ashamed to talk about HIV? There's nothing wrong with it. In my book, I actually talked about it, obviously, but I compared it to a cancer or a diabetes or, you know, something that unfortunately us as human beings, we might contract here on Earth during our lifetime. It doesn't mean we're dirty. It doesn't mean we weren't responsible. It doesn't mean we weren't less than or whatever the fucking case may be, you guys. That's like telling somebody who's gone to the gym, drank their gallon of water, ate their fruits and vegetables every day, ate 3 meals a day, and at 60 years old comes up with cancer and passes away or something. Life happens, okay? Like, it's not like that person is, you know, any more or less than of a person. So that's how I want to educate my followers and people who really have a bad outlook on HIV, because it's not, it does not need to be so frowned upon. Unfortunately, sex is always one of those things where it's always going to be frowned upon. And, you know, we're 2021, so things are starting to lighten up, I guess you could say, compared to what it was in the 50s and 60s, but when it comes to, you know, the HIV diagnosis and stuff, niggas can live, people can live long, long, healthy lives. And I'm living proof. So let's get into it. I've been living with HIV. I'm 29 now. I've had it for 11 years. I've had HIV running through my blood for 11 years. Back in the 90s, what, 20, 30 years ago, people were dying from contracting this virus and, you know, going to, you know, to the hospital for 1 month, and then all of a sudden they were just depleted. They were donezo. So for one, you have to appreciate the evolvement Let me take a sip of water. You have to take a look at how we've evolved. And I'm going to remind myself, because I want to talk about this vaccine and everything as well when it comes to HIV. But so HIV, you guys, basically, let me first educate for those who might not know. HIV is a sexually transmitted disease, and you get it, obviously, through having sex or sexual intercourse. It is transferred through bodily fluids or, you know, bloodstream, and it doesn't actually have to be used, or you don't have to only get it through contracting sex. People who use drugs, who share needles and so forth, they are able to contract the virus that way as well. If someone who has the virus and isn't treated for the virus, and someone who doesn't have the virus comes in contact with them and has an open wound or some type of way that their body fluids can mix, that's a way that they can contract it. But you're not going to get the disease from shaking someone's hand. You're not going to get the disease from smoking a blunt with someone, sharing a drink. Like, there's other things that you can get for sharing a drink, obviously, mono and whatever else, sore throat or whatever someone else might have, a common cold or a flu. But you're not going to get HIV from a simple, hey, what's up, handshake, okay? And a lot of people are miseducated and believe you can get HIV from sharing a drink or something as simple as that. And that's not the case. And I've been places where, you know, I wanted to roll a blunt and they were like, no, you smoke yours, I'll smoke mine kind of thing. Because they felt they could maybe contract the HIV. And like, fuck you, fuck them. And I'm going to educate, if I've ever been in a situation like that, I'm going to educate that motherfucker and tell them, like, that's wrong. You have the incorrect information. You can't get this that way, because people really downplay people who have HIV like we're fucking dirty or nasty or something. And for those people who do that, it's like, fuck you, for real. I'm a human being. Mistakes happen. I 100%, I'm going to get into this for when I come to me, but I could have prevented it, I'm sure. It is a responsible, you know, aspect on my part, but there's things that life happens. So I'm not going to sit here and shun my life and be depressed and feel like motherfuckers are going to judge me for being open and honest about something that might help hundreds of people for wanting to speak out or something. So let's get into it. Now that I've educated on you so HIV only turned, I'm not finished educating. HIV turns into AIDS once the white blood cell count, like, drops below 200. If you drop below, if your body does not have 200 white blood cells or more, you are legally considered, you know, to have AIDS. AIDS is rare nowadays. In 2021, AIDS does not happen. I'm not a doctor, I haven't done my research, but based on the information that I've gathered over the years and from the information my doctors have provided to me, I know that treated HIV does not turn into AIDS. If you take care of your HIV and you're on top of it, there should be no reason as to why your HIV should go to the next stage or the next level, which is considered AIDS. And I say that because there's hundreds, literally hundreds of medications out there that are provided to people with HIV. And I'm not going to lie, this shit, it can be expensive. So, I mean, if you don't have insurance or something, I can see the difficulties. And I get it. I'm not saying, like, you know, you're not trying to. But even those people who don't take medications, it's not necessarily their fault. Some of this medication is expensive as fuck. Some people can't afford it. Some people don't have insurance. So again, life happens and people don't seem to understand that. So if someone's HIV turned into AIDS and, you know, God forbid they passed away, instead of looking at them like, wow, you're dirty, wow, you're unhealthy, wow, you didn't take care of yourself, look at them and ask them, is there anything I can do for you? Is there any help, anything I can help you with? Like, try to come from a happy place and a positive place instead of a negative, nasty place. And it'll go so much farther. Like, we'll appreciate us HIV diagnoses. We'll appreciate it so much more if you come at us with respect and treat us like we're humans, because we're just like you. We're fucking human. So Now that you've been educated, and still, there's PrEP. There's even medication if you want to have unprotected sex. There's still medication where it gives disclaimers where it doesn't protect fully, but that will prevent HIV from being transmitted. So if your partner has HIV and you don't, you can take pills to prevent you from contracting the disease, as well as your partner can take pills to maintain the disease. Like, there's so many different possibilities when it comes to the HIV, you know, stigmatism and stuff. So I'm glad I'm here to fucking educate y'all dumb fucks who don't know. And I'm glad I'm here to inspire the ones who actually want to get to know and want to learn and who might be afraid and might be scared, because I'm letting you know, you don't have to be afraid. You can live your best life. Anybody who knows me or knows how I've been living, like, life is a beautiful thing, and you got to make the most of every single moment and live and be in the moment. Don't allow something such as your HIV to harbor you and keep you in a box. Go get out your shell and go break free. And I talk about it so confidently now because I've had it for 11 years, but don't get it twisted. I was definitely mentally fucked up when it happened. Like, you know, it definitely, I was more so disappointed in myself because I knew it was preventable, and I knew, I'll tell you the story, like, it just, I want to say 19, so maybe I've had it for 10 years and not 11, but around 18, 19, I want to say 19, I was in Florida, and I was, I was doing porn, obviously, and I was working for a company called Coco Dorm at the time. I was staying in Miami. They were selling me this big old dream or whatever, and I was being gullible. And basically, we drove down from Miami to Orlando for some event. I don't even fucking know. Like, I was just drunk at that time in my days and stuff, and we were just there, and long story short, like, at the event, there was a pool party going on. I met this boy, and he was probably, like, 27, 28, so he was experienced, and he brought me back to my room, and he literally fucked me for, I want to say, 1 or 2 minutes, you guys. Like, this is when I was taking dick. Like, this is when your boy actually enjoyed getting fucked. So he fucked me, and I want to say it was like for 1 to 2 minutes, and I was very disappointed at how quickly, you know, it happened. I was like, oh, well, okay, I don't want no 1 minute, man. So that happened, and then I was like, okay, let me go back to the pool party and, you know, go about my day. Couple days later, I was back in Miami, and I was beyond sick, you guys. Like, I was so fucking sick. Like, I don't know. I was talking to my baby mama, and I was like, hey, can you just look up, like, HIV symptoms? Like, I just, something was telling me. Something, and maybe that's my intuition, maybe that's my higher power, but something was telling me, like, that specifically, that's what I wanted to go to. I didn't feel flu, or, you know, I felt flu sick, but I didn't question the flu or anything. I instantly thought HIV, and probably because I knew not to have unprotected sex, like, at that age, when I was always having protected sex kind of thing. So, but in this instant, I didn't. And the fact that it happened so quick, long story short, again, my baby mom told me, like, oh, symptoms of HIV are fatigue, headache, nausea, flu symptoms, pretty much. And basically, I had all of those symptoms, and I was like, well, let me just, you know, finish doing what I'm doing here. I'm in Miami trying to make money or whatever. And I don't know how long after I went home, maybe like a week or two. And when I got back home, I was dating a guy at this time, and we were, like, fucking living out in my car, trying to sell ourselves a dream in LA, like, literally living in our car, hotel to hotel, or, I'm sorry, motel to motel. And one day, we randomly just decided to stop at, fuck, I can't think of it right now, but LA has these random, like thrift store kind of things that offer HIV testing. So we were on Hollywood Boulevard and we're like, we saw a sign that said free HIV testing, and we pulled over, we went inside, and the dude pricked my fucking finger. He said, give it a couple minutes. My boyfriend at the time got his finger pricked. I went back in. He was like, oh, you're HIV positive. I was like, nigga, no the fuck I'm not. Like, what are you talking about? He was like, it's not for sure. This is just a quick sample, but we'd like to have take a mouth swab and send it off or whatever he said. Like, I just couldn't believe that at first you said I was HIV positive. So I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. Do what you got to do because I need these results to come back as, you know, the real truth. Like, obviously, I know I'm not HIV. I was just in denial, long story short. And then, but the thing is, my boyfriend at the time, he did not have HIV. So that, and me and him were having unprotected sex. So that's how I was like, I was very, very confused, honestly. Like, very confused. And that's why I was in denial. Like, nah, send this. Do whatever you got to do. Like, you know. And no, that motherfucker was real. I really did have HIV. And I was distraught about it. I was calling everybody that I had sex with and my best friends. I was sending group text messages like, you guys, my life has ended. I cannot believe I have HIV. Like, I'm 19 years old. I want more kids. What the fuck is my life? Pretty much like bawling my eyes out. Couldn't believe, like, mentally going through it. I was very sad at this time in my life, you guys. So it's okay to go through these moments and have those emotions and, you know, but you got to eventually snap out of it, which is what I did. And, you know, thank my sister Janelle, thank you so much for directing me to a place called Cares Community Health in Sacramento, because they have taken care of me. And if it weren't for you to recommend that place for me to go, I don't know where I would be. So I appreciate you so much for that. And this is at a time when I was embarrassed and didn't really want to discuss my HIV. And my sister randomly sent me a text message one day and was like, hey, you should check this place out. And I did. And I became a patient at this facility. And literally, you guys, this is the only facility that I have ever dealt with when it comes to my HIV for the whole 10 years. And there's been times when I've lived outside of the city and outside of the state that this hospital is in. But they're so good that I've just never wanted to leave because I'm so thankful and appreciative for them. Cares Community Health in Sacramento, California. And basically, I met this doctor and she was phenomenal. And she put me on medication. But when I got on the medication, I was sick, you guys. I was mad sick. And for those of you who have read my book, you know some of this. I don't know how in detail I got, but I did definitely touch on this, and I know it's probably different hearing it from my voice physically or whatever, but I tried at first. I think I was on like Atripla, and then I went to Truvada, and there was something else in between too. Like at one point I was taking a 2-pill form, and I was trying a lot of things, but I wasn't satisfied. Like, I was losing weight, or I was having bad dreams, like really bad dreams. And this is right after my grandmother passed away kind of thing. So like, I was mentally just not in a stable place. So the medication, I felt like ultimately was going to, I was scared. I thought it was ultimately going to fuck me up. So I would get off the medication, and this is like 23, 24. I'm like, oh, I don't need it. I don't need it. And then like, so from like, I was on medication from like 9, maybe 20 to like 22. And then I was like, no, this isn't going to work. Like, I've tried multiple forms of this medication. All of them seem to fuck me up somehow, some way, bad dreams. What? And I'm talking like nightmares, you guys. Like, it was just really bad. And I'm talking like lost weight, like toothpick skinny. Like, I looked uncomfortable, like unhealthy. So I was like, no, I'm just going to get off the medication. So I got off the medication. I was off the medication for a good 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 years. I moved to LA at 25. So So from 22 to 25, about 22, 25, 23 to 25, I was off medication. And every time I would go back to my doctor, she'd be like, oh, you're good. Oh, you're healthy. Oh, you look fine. Oh, your blood levels are good. So every time I'm like walking out the doctor's like, oh, I'm good. Like, I'm great. My levels are fine. Thank God that I don't have to take these medications and I can still live a normal, healthy life. My life is still normal. And she always said, you know, I didn't necessarily need them. My doctor would tell me I don't necessarily need the medication at this time. However, if you want to take it, it'll obviously be better for you. So after about my hiatus on the medication, I started to open my eyes. And, you know, with age comes maturity and so forth. So I just started to want to take care of my health more. And so this is when I got on, one other medication. I can't think of it. And I was doing just fine. I was on it. It actually got me to become undetectable. So I got on that about 25, and then I moved to LA in October of right before I was 26. So like 2016, I moved to LA, and that's the year that I found out that I was undetectable. So after 5 or 6 years of having the disease, I realized that I was undetectable, and it was just the greatest feeling. And, you know, I was able to, I could freely have sex unprotected if I wanted and not be concerned about transferring the disease. I can have kids if I wanted and so forth. So that was a relief. So moral of the story, you guys, is you can go through your motions. You can be upset. You can be, you know, disappointed in yourself or something, but you have to snap the fuck out of it. And you have to remember who you are, and you have to move on and educate and really be the best version of yourself to be a better version for the next person. So please don't hold yourself, you know, in a negative standard, and hold yourself accountable, but hold yourself, you know, as a responsible being. And what you can do now is educate yourself and stay healthy. Okay. So enough on that. I'm going to talk about some questions that I have, and, you know, pertaining to HIV, if, you know, you guys might have questions or something. So, it's not really questions. I guess these are just notes for me to remind myself. And I'm basically, okay, so I want to tell you guys that yes, you can date with HIV. Be open and honest when you're dating. When I'm dating, if I'm dating, I will tell that motherfucker, hey, this is the situation. I have this. I take Biktarvy once a day, and it's going to be for the rest of my life. I want to have kids in the future. I don't have to transfer. I can't transfer this to you, type of thing. I basically let anybody that I'm interested in getting to know on a serious level, my HIV status, because it's important for them to know. And it's nothing that I'm ashamed of. And it's something that you shouldn't be ashamed of either. So if you are hesitant of getting back out there, or hesitant on dating because you're afraid, you know, to present somebody with your HIV status, brush that shit off your shoulder and put your, you know, chin up, head high, and tell them with confidence. And if that person can't respect you for that, or doesn't want to pursue you after that, they were never for you, period. In the first place, God has a plan, okay? And that's on period, and that's on always. Now, if you're in a situation and you're about to have sexual intercourse and you're hesitant, and you and your partner, or you could be HIV positive or HIV negative. I'm just saying in general, you guys, there are ways to prevent this. You guys, you can put on a condom. You know, if no one pulls out a condom, sex does not need to happen. You guys do not need to fulfill that temporary urge that you're currently having at that time, heat of the moment. If you're scared, is what I'm saying. If no one's on a preventative measure, or no one's taking, you know, a pill to prevent HIV, or someone isn't being open and honest about their HIV status, then obviously there would be reason to be concerned, and for you to, you know, not want to engage in that type of situation. But fellas, have a condom. Like, if you want to dive into some pussy, put a fucking condom on. Don't make a girl feel less than or make her feel uncomfortable because you don't have a condom and you want some pussy. So then you force her into a situation to give up that pussy. And then now you both are dirty. Like, that can't work going forward. You guys have to do better. Ladies, don't be trying to just, if a man brings out the condom, don't tell him, oh, we don't need that. And then y'all end up pregnant. Like, unless that's really what y'all want to do, but think, you have to think about other things besides, you know, getting pregnant. Like, there are safety and health risks with sex. Unfortunately, it's the world we live in. And some things aren't curable. You have to always remember that as well. So the question really was, if no one pulls out a condom, what do you do? And again, you have to, comes to self-responsibility and self-education. You have to make a decision that could affect the rest of your life. And I came to realization with that choice that I made after the fact, after I contracted the virus. Not saying when it was too late, but motherfucker, when it was too late. Look, guys, HIV doesn't control my life, and it shouldn't control yours either, okay? I am a public figure, well-known person on this God's green earth. And I am coming at, on a social media platform, being vulnerable, open, honest, and telling you guys, not ashamed, you know, either, telling you guys confidently that you guys can live your best life and still be HIV positive, undetectable, whatever. I believe in you. You have to believe in you. I believe in myself, and I'm able to exuberate that onto others. That's why I talk about this so freely, because I want to inspire other people who are going through this, who are ashamed of themselves, to not be ashamed of themselves. I'm trying to uplift your guys' spirits and really get into you guys and let you know I'm here for you. If you need to talk to somebody, tap in. Comment at something. Like, I'll touch back, because stuff like this is very sensitive, and I know people are scared and afraid and embarrassed and sad and all of these negative emotions. But why not embrace your HIV status? Why not be happy? Why not be inspirational? Why not be motivational? Be positive. You don't have to be the negative. All of that shit starts with your brain. And make sure you're being responsible. If you're wanting to date somebody, tell them your fucking status. Don't, as much as it might be difficult to grasp what it is and want to tell somebody that you have feelings for, who has feelings for you, you have to do it. It should bring you guys closer. It should be something that doesn't tear you guys apart, but instead makes you guys, you know, a unit, and makes that person who, you know, and for me, in my instance, I've been in places where I've told someone and I was scared to tell them, and then they told me, oh, thank God you told me, like, I have it too, type of situation. So it does happen, you guys. At least in the gay community, I'm going to be very open and honest. It's very much out there, more so than it's talked about, I feel. It's condoms in the gay world. It's very rare that a motherfucker wants to put on a condom in the gay world. Like, it's just, it doesn't happen. At least with my sexual experiences and my sexual encounters, and even if I'm talking to friends and whatever the case may be, like, condoms, like, I don't use condoms. That's my personal preference. That's what I use. However, I personally educate the person that I'm having sex with. Like, it's no secret. If they're having sex with me, like, it's not a secret, my status. So I'm not saying I expect everyone to know, but if they don't know, I'm going to let them know. And if they still want to have sex, then great. But if not, then I'm not going to deplete my sexual favors and my sexual wants for someone else. So college test, and I have, and I will put a condom on or something, but I'd rather just not go through that. I don't like having sex with a condom. It's not my thing. And in the gay community, and I don't want to put a rap on the gay community or something and say it's only in the gay community, because I know straight people, niggas and bitches, who fucking don't use condoms either, but I'm a gay man and I have gay sex. So when I'm having gay sex, condoms are rare. That's all that I'm saying. And if you're going to date, educate. Tell someone. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Live your truth. Promise you guys, you'll feel so much better at the end of the day. HIV does not need to be frowned upon. Be confident. Be proud. Head up high. I'm just glad I was able to come up on here and really educate verbally. I know I've said some posts and, you know, on my social media talking about my HIV status and stuff, but to actually come on here and verbally discuss it and hopefully have people that are going to engage and listen to this and take something from it, it feels so fucking good. And I'm thankful for that. I appreciate everyone who's tuned in today to Daddy All Things Sex with Daddy Cream, episode 2. HIV stigma. Hopefully you can go out and smile. Make someone smile today, you guys. With love. Peace.